Good morning, everybody. The speaker I'm going to introduce you to you this morning started her Mary Kay career in July of 2001. Just 6 months later, she debuted as a sales director. She has earned 9 cars in Mary Kay, 5 being a prestigious pearl Cadillac, and she currently drives a pearlescent pink Escalade. In 2002, her first year at Seminar, she earned the Queen's Court of Sharing and the Queen's Court of Sales. In 2003, her first full year as a director, she achieved $500,000 sort of achievement and was the Queen of Sharing for the Emerald Seminar. In 2004, Dacia and her unit achieved $1 million Circle of Excellence. Dacia became the youngest $1 million sales director in Mary Kay history and ranked number 2 in Emerald Seminar and number 9 nationwide. She achieved runner-up to the Queen's Court of Sharing for the Emerald Seminar that year. In 2005, her third year as a director, Dacia and her unit achieved a $1.5 million, now a two-time $1 million director, and number 1 in the Emerald Seminar, and number 6 nationwide. She has earned over 40 carats in diamonds. In November 1st, 2005, she debuted as the youngest national sales director in Mary Kay history. She has traveled Mary Kay style to San Francisco, Maui, Hawaii, Greece, Crete, Copenhagen, Sweden, Russia, Austria, Australia, England, cruised the British Isles and Channel Islands, Italy, China, and going to London this year. She has 70 area sales directors and a new national sales director offspring, Ori Hathaway. The highest love check in 1 month is $60,000. She is an official Mary Kay millionaire, having earned over $3 million in commissions. She is proud of her husband, Carl, and her 3 children, Austin, Mason, and Addison. She is very thankful that Mary Kay has provided her with the flexibility to be a stay-at-home mom while also making an executive income. Dacia loves the philosophy of Mary Kay. Faith first, family second, and career third. Please welcome Senior National Sales Director, Dacia Wingert.
Hey, Dacia, hit star 6.
Okay, you guys, sorry.
There you are.
First of all, I'm so excited to be on this phone call this morning. Cindy, thank you so much for preparing these calls. We have greatly appreciated them. I know that all the directors and nationals could say that. I know that it takes a lot of time to prepare, and we appreciate you for doing that. And you guys, it's February. Can you believe it? Oh, my goodness. February is one of my favorite months. It is a short month, but a good one. It is a month of love, and it is my birthday month, so even more reason why I love it so much.
Good morning, Audrey.
This month, I really want you to fall in love with yourself, fall in love with your business, and fall in love with people. I fell in love with my business over 14 years ago. I still can't believe it's been 14 years. And as you guys know, I was 22 years old. I had no business experience. I was completely shy. I was teaching. I was planning a wedding for 400 people. I had a lot going on. And so I literally grew up in Mary Kay. I really, really did. From 22 to 26, I built my business with no kids. And so I had to create discipline. You know, I was at home as a newlywed. There wasn't a lot going on. There wasn't a lot of young people really doing Mary Kay. And so, you know, the only real example of someone that was a young NSD doing it was Kimberly Copeland at that time. And so I thought, you know, I really want to gain respect for Mary Kay, myself, and really make a name for myself. And so I really took the business seriously for 4 years, as you guys know, and it became a national within 4 years from starting. And so just learned so much. And so some of you could have said, oh my goodness, well, she didn't have kids. It was just so easy. And so I can tell you yes and no on both sides, because not having kids, sometimes you have all this flexibility and you have all this time. And so sometimes it's so hard to make ourselves get up and be out of the house by 9 o'clock and be dressed and have our face on and creating that discipline. And then, you know, with having kids now, because from 26 to 35, I've been a national with kids, you know, obviously, you know, they're time consuming and, you know, you have to have a lot of balance and discipline and planning in your life. But, you know, having children are definitely not a reason why you can't succeed, because they do put you in fabulous circles, such as school and extracurricular activities. And, you know, they're your constant reasons that are in front of you every single day. So I don't ever want anybody to give an excuse that they don't have kids or they do have kids. I think either one is great. I've worked it both ways, and I know that it can work. And so I think if you don't have kids, the way you have to view it is, let me get this done. Let me do as much as I can. Let me really treat this like a business. Let me get ahead so that, you know, when I do have a family, it's working for me. You know, because I do know that when I became a new national, my main goal was, you know, I wanted to get pregnant right after I'd become a national, and we did a month later. And so I was really able to take about five years of having a family, and I built up such a machine that I was still making great income and my business was working for me, even though I wasn't working the same 40-60-hour week. So you don't have to work intensely forever, but you do have to work it for a short period of time. And so my favorite quote that I love saying is, you know, if you'll work for 2 years like most people won't, you'll be able to live in 2 years like most people can't. And so I just kept focusing on, okay, it's going to feel so good when I'm a national and then I'm able to have my family and I'm able to work my business when I want to and I'm going to be making a great income and what am I going to be able to give my family with all these choices and so forth. And then the way I would look at it is if you had children is, oh my goodness, these are my constant little reasons every single day of why I'm going to take my business seriously, why I'm going to work this hard. And, you know, you're just going to have to be on the ball with your schedule and, you know, having all the kids' clothes out and their lunch boxes ready and book bags by the door and your outfit prepared and you getting up at 5 o'clock so that you can pour into yourself and exercise and, you know, be ready, having your face fully on when you drop them off at school so that you can go to work and treat this business seriously so that when they finish school at 2 o'clock, you know, you've worked from that 9 to 2 period or that 10 to 2 period fully intentionally so that when you see their little faces, you can turn your business off and just be there with them in the moment. And so, you know, I just think that is the greatest thing about our business. And, you know, I think the greatest thing about our business is that we do have so much flexibility, but that can be a bad thing too. And so we want to really take it seriously, whether we don't have kids or we do have kids. And I believe that there's no better business than your Mary Kay business. Sometimes we think the grass is greener on the other side, but we don't have a boss. We have flexibility. We get to choose who we hang out with, who we travel with, who we do lunch with. We can give ourselves a raise at any point drastically, right? We can give ourselves a huge raise at any point. We can decide who we work with. We can decide, we can enrich women's lives. We get praised for what we do. We breathe confidence back into ourselves and into others, and no one can fire us. So there's so many different reasons of why our business is so amazing. And so, you know, the reason I believe that I saw success very quickly was I did three things, and they're very simple things that you've heard before. But the first thing I can tell you is that I was very obedient to what I was supposed to do. I was obedient to what I was supposed to do. And so are you being obedient to what other your national or other national sales directors or, you know, other top directors have told you to do that they know works? And are you trying to reinvent the wheel and do it a different way? And so I knew that I was going to listen to those that I respected and those that had gone before me, and I wasn't going to question them, and I was going to be teachable and coachable. And so I truly believed in the 333, the three parties a week, the $300 in sales. And I didn't just pick three people to interview. I always interviewed everybody. I never let anybody slip by me without interviewing them on the spot. That just didn't make sense to me. But the perfect 10 was a way of life for me. And so I didn't question that. I'd actually did 44 perfect 10s before becoming a national sales director. 44 perfect 10s, not 1 month off of a perfect 10. You know, sharing with everybody, you know, so really, are you being obedient to what your national or other nationals have told you to do? Number two, I treated this like a real job. You know, I literally pretended that God and Mary Kay were watching me, were on my shoulder, watching me at all times. And, you know, I took it serious. If I didn't do my perfect 10, I truly felt like I would fire myself, or if I didn't get a gold medal, or if I didn't do what I told my national sales director I was going to do, I was literally, I think you've got to be mentally tough like that and tell yourself, if I don't do this, this is what can happen. And so it's you know, working this like a 40-60 hour week or whatever it takes, whatever it takes. I mean, the $2 million years we did, I couldn't put a time frame really on what I did because it was whatever it took to get it done. The third thing I believe that I did is that I took personal responsibility to build my solid organization. And so, you know, I didn't blame my national or the company or anyone of what was going on in my unit or what was going right or what was going wrong, that I knew that I had to take personal responsibility and pride in what I did. And, you know, I believe we are supposed to be working in our giftings, and we are to work for the Lord, not for others. We're not working for Mary Kay. We're not working for our national. We're working for the Lord. And so as long as we're giving your 150% and working in your talents and giftings and whatever you've been called to do, you are to do it your best, the best you can. And when you do that and you're obedient to God and you're obedient to what you're called to do, I believe that God blesses you beyond belief. And so I'm so grateful that I took this seriously. I'm so grateful for the choices that we have today in our life. I do have 3 kids. I have Austin 8, Mason 6, and Addison 4. And they are the little joys in my life. And, you know, just being able to send them to a private Christian school that I went to since I was 4 years old and met my husband there. And, you know, literally I dreamed of having a dream home that would be a few miles down from the school, and that's literally what happened. I remember becoming a new national, and, you know, it was my goal that when I became a national, I wanted to have a dream home. And so I remember it was a Wednesday, and I drove near the school, and there was a realtor's open house on a Wednesday, and I walked into my home, and I said, "This is the home." Now, my husband didn't know that, but I pictured and visualized. I'm like, this is it. This is a mile down the street from the house. It's by my church. It's by my parents. It's everything I envisioned. And I was so grateful for the choices and the work that had done prior, because we could get that home. And so, of course, then I had to go sell my husband on it. But that's a whole different story. But anyway, just being able to have those choices and being able to send them. And we live in an A-plus school system, but it's my choice that I want them to have that private Christian education, being able to take our kids on vacations. You know, we just booked a spring break trip to Atlantis for our whole family, and it's just going to be so awesome. But Atlantis is so expensive. But just being able to have that choice and not think, oh, I can't afford it, or we can't do this, or we can't do that. You know, our entire family last year booked a huge 16-bedroom home in Costa Rica for the entire family, just having those choices and options, being able to give back to our church in need, being able to just be there to support my husband or whatever it is, being able, you know, being a farmer's wife is very demanding. And so knowing that I have the flexibility that if he has to work late or, you know, do whatever he has to do because of my business, I have that flexibility. So I'm just grateful for the work that I did ahead of time. And I hope that you are doing the same, because your life, I can't even tell you how incredible your life can be. I know you're enjoying your journey now, but it's going to be even better, and it's going to continue to get better. So what I think I would do if I were you this month, I think first and foremost, I think number one, you have to fall in love with you. You have to fall in love with you and recognize your gifts and your talents. And I want you to ask yourself, are you working in your gifting? Are you running in your lane? You know, when you fall in love with yourself and you have that confidence in yourself, other people fall in love with you. And they want to do business with you, and they want to do life with you. And some of you might have that confidence right now and that love with yourself. And I don't mean like an obsession with yourself or narcissism. I'm not talking about that, but just when you know who you are as a person, and you know who you are as a woman and what you stand for, and you have that confidence, other people want to be with you. You're just a magnet for other people. And how do you do this? How do you bring it back? First of all, I think if you don't have it, I think, you know, you have to look at when you were most powerful and what you were doing, you know, writing down your gifts and what you do have, and, you know, starting that gratitude journal, you know, having time for worship. You know, at church yesterday, our minister talked about, you know, as you make time for worship, as he breathes into you during your worship, you're going to be able to breathe into others. You know, think about that. If you're not taking time to fill your cup 15, 30 minutes a day of just being in the moment, getting filled, reading scripture, you know, reading Jesus Calling, whatever it is you have, you've got to be breathed into so that you can breathe life into others. You know, exercising, taking time for yourself, eating right, you know, being daring, stepping out of the box, maybe wearing hot pink or red lipstick this month, you know, wearing fun, cheerful clothes, bright colors that draw attention, you know, just step out of the box this month. So, you know, I want you to really fall in love with you and go back to what you were doing when you felt most powerful. And maybe that's right now, or maybe you've got to go back to that. The other thing I would do is, number two, I would fall in love with your business. Get excited to get up and be able to work. You know, so many people that are sick or not able to work, and you have the capability, you're healthy, you're able, we are so blessed. You know, as you drive to go pick up the kids or when you're going to your next appointment, listen to these London Ladies CDs, listen to past messages, listen to MK Media Source, you know, read Mary Kay books during your private time in the morning, wear your product head to toe, fall in love with your business. And you fall in love with yourself and you fall in love with your business and you're passionate, you believe in what you do 150%. You just want to work. You want to share. People just want to be around you. It's just, you're magnetic to other people. The third thing I would do is I would fall in love with people. And I know that in this business that people can be the best and the worst part of this business. And I do have to say that is one of my gifts, is loving people and just really loving all types of people and really seeing the best in everybody. And so, you know, when you walk into a room or you are at a party or you get to know people at school or wherever you are, you know, do you look at the one flaw that they have, or are you looking at everything right that they do have going right? I want you to find, even if it's just like their toenail polish looks great, or their hair looks great, or they have a great smile, or, I mean, anything that you can find that's positive, I want you to focus on that. And so many times we want to hang out with people that are just like us. We want to recruit teams that are just like that, like us. And, you know, that's just not going to happen. You know, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but, you know, I happen to be more of an ID personality. So I would probably say the majority of my directors have a little bit more DC in them. Why? They're probably a little bit more attracted, since they are, they're more attracted to that fun, that energy, that excitement. I probably entertain them from time to time. You know, Ari will tell me that I entertain her, you know, when I'm in front of her. You know, she happens to attract the opposite personality. So some of you could probably say the same thing, that you attract the opposite personality from you. I have a lot of the directors that attract a lot of eyes, and sometimes it drives them completely crazy. But, you know, I think God gives you those people because we've got to learn from other people. And as we know, as national sales directors, we really do learn to develop the DISC, and we're not just one more than the other. And so, you know, fall in love with talking with people, encouraging people, breathing belief into people. Go back to writing 2 notes a day to people that are on your heart. You know, that's what Mary Kay taught us, is to write 2 notes to people per day that are on your heart. Maybe it's just a director that's struggling and needs that you know, belief brought back into her, or maybe it's that consultant that, you know, just ask God to put them on your heart and go back to that. Sometimes we forget the handwritten word. Really listen to people and what they're saying, and find out what their dreams are and what their wants are, not just to tell your story, because what they tell you allows you to tailor the marketing to them so that you can close them. Number four, I want you to focus on building 20 red jackets by seminar. Oh my goodness, are we ever having a red explosion at leadership? Was it all about the red, calling all reds? Can you imagine having 20 red jackets? Visualize that. Going to seminar with 20 red jackets. Shut up. Can you imagine the machine, the solid organization that you will have? You guys, you know, on average, each red jacket, on average, give or take, should bring in about $2,000 a month for your unit. So imagine if you had 20 reds times two, that's 40,000 wholesale production. Who wouldn't want $1 million, $40,000 a month? I mean, please, that's all I focus on is 20 red jackets. Oh my goodness. And so give or take, they'll each bring in, you know, along with your personal reorder, along with their personal order with those three that are coming in, it'll average about $2,000 a month. So that's incredible. So really focusing on building reds. You know, make a decision of what you want, how many you want. Who are they? You know, some of you have maybe two or three or five, or, you know, they're already in place. So you want to be moving those current reds to that next position. You want to constantly be moving them to that next position. But who are going to be those next 20 reds that are coming? And you might know who they are. So write them down. And some of you don't have them. And that's okay, because you can go change the reflection of your unit right now and hold a perfect 10 before the 15th of the month and go gold medal yourself and bring in your next two reds along with helping your key people, you know, move into their red jacket. And so call those ones that you know that maybe have been on your heart, or the new consultants, they're the easiest ones to move into red. You know, instead of, you know, bringing back the dead, I believe that, you know, sometimes your newest, freshest, you know, for example, we had a new consultant in my unit that came in last week, and her name is Mickey. And, I mean, you've got to be fun. This is totally me. So I got her on Voxer, and I'm like, hey, Mickey, you're so fun. You're so fun. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. I mean, I'm fun with these people. They have fun. They want to talk to me. Are you having fun? Are you so straight-laced and not having fun? And so, you know, Mickey did $710 on her first skincare class, and then she did a facial yesterday for $200. She sold $1,000 in 2 appointments, and I wasn't even local to her because we coached her. So her next step is moving into red, but having fun, breathing that belief into people, you know, having fun with them and letting them know that you see them there. So, you know, do you have a vision board at your meeting, at your training center, at your, you know, wherever you are, hotel, wherever you are? You know, what you focus on is what you're going to get. So do you have 20 red jackets or 20 big lips up there, 20 frames of who already is in red and who's going into red? I know that I remember when I was moving up to National, we had a leadership breakfast on the first Saturday of the month, and that's something that I was raised up in and that I continued. And so it was huge. I remember when I didn't have red jackets, I put it together and I allowed anybody who wanted to be a red jacket just to come first time. And so if they brought in, you know, for the first 3 months, I just let anybody who wanted to be a red jacket just to come. And, you know, everybody paid for their own breakfast. But if they brought in 3 recruits from the prior month, then they got their breakfast paid for. And so we were all reading a leadership book. And so we'd eat and everybody would share what they were proud of that they did last month and what they were going to do, and trained on what they needed. You know, so they would share, you know, maybe, you know, I'm just not booking for my booking, so I might be talking about that. Or maybe they're closing, they weren't closing out their team members as fast as possible. Or whatever I felt that they were lacking, we would just talk about. And so, you know, from that leadership breakfast, I became an executive. And then those directors, you know, whether they wanted to do their own or they wanted to stay with me, they did, along with raising up their reds. And so it just built a really strong area. And then I taught my girls to do that. And some continued it, some didn't. But you know, the leadership breakfast is huge. And it doesn't have to be a breakfast. It could be a brunch. You know I'm doing something at my home tomorrow night for my Daisha's Dreamers unit tomorrow night, and everybody's wearing red, and we're talking about, you know, moving into your red jacket. Everything's going to be about red jackets. So wherever you are, whether you're a new director, seasoned director, or national sales director, just going back to those things, you know, I realized that we built a million-dollar machine from those leadership breakfasts. So why wouldn't I go back to that? You know, you could have it in the back of a restaurant. You can have it in, like in Starbucks, you know. So that's huge. The other thing is, you know, having a promotion for Red, such as going back to the Pearls of Sharing, or maybe when they have 3 active, finding some really fun, sexy, fun shoes. Like I went on Amazon and I found some cute red shoes with leopard heels that my girls earn when they get into their red jacket. And so we have a huge red jacket celebration once a month where they can earn those shoes. Sending out red postcards, you know, with red jacket stuff, or, you know, creating a red jacket newsletter, or maybe on the front of your newsletter, just focusing on those reds, making sure that it's constantly in emails, Voxers, website, Facebook, just really lots and lots of recognition. You know, that's really why the majority of women are in Mary Kay, is for the sisterhood and the women. You know, they just love being around, having the recognition and the friends and so forth. You know, that's why there is few nationals because so many of them, you know, they treated it like a real business. But majority of Mary Kay will come in for the sisterhood and the friends and just the recognition and to build their confidence back. So we want to give them a place where they feel loved and connected and a place of belonging. And then last but not least, what I would really focus on is being intentional with your month and having strategy. You know, what is your one singular focus for seminar? What is your one singular focus for seminar? And getting everybody rallied around that. What are you, but then you've got to know what you've got, what got left, you know, to do monthly. So what do you have to do the next 5 months? Maybe it's Cadillac you're finishing or the London trip or whatever it is. But let's say you need 20,000 the next 5 months to finish Cadillac, let's just say, or you're requalifying for your Cadillac or whatever. But let's work backwards because some of you are great with numbers and some of you aren't. But I'm not that great with numbers, but I had to get great with numbers. And so let's say that you have to do 20,000 this month and you haven't done that for a while. So, you know, you're writing down the number 20,000. So realistically, I would tell you, you've got to bring in 20 new consultants, period. End of story. How is that going to come from? That's going to come from you doing your perfect 10, getting your key people doing the perfect 10, holding them accountable with that, doing at least 2 to 3 guest events a week, whether it's a small skincare class or a piece of marketing or whatever you want to call it. But you've got to be bringing in 20 new. But let's just say that normally you've been bringing in 5 to 8. I'm just giving you guys what I see from my area. I'm seeing most directors bring in about 5 to 8, which isn't enough, not enough, not at all. So let's say you've got to do 20,000, you need to bring in 20 new, and you're bringing in 5 to 8. We got to plan it out. So the first thing I would do, first and foremost, is book 20 to hold 10. First and foremost, by the 5th of this month, you should have 20 appointments booked, 20 parties booked to hold 10. Okay, 10 are going to hold, right? 10 are going to hold. So from that 10, let's say that only you sell 200, which is low. It is low, but we're going to go low. Let's say you have 10 parties selling 200 to each. That means you're going to have $2,000 in sales. That's going to be a $1,000 reorder. Okay, great. And then let's say you recruit 5 personals from those 10 parties because that's what's going to go down. You as a director can recruit 5 out of 10 because you're that good. So you'll bring in an average of 1,000 per new consultant coming in. So that's 5,000. So without doing anything, with you doing what you're supposed to do as a leader, doing your perfect 10, bringing in your gold medal, you're going to have 6,000 right there. So let's take 20,000 minus the 6. We now have how much left? We have 14,000, right? So where are we going to bring in that 14,000? Well, what I would do is I would focus on building up 7. I would focus on basically bringing in 14 more team members. Now, that could come from, you know, different team members, or that could come from basically bringing up 5 reds. Because if you bring up 5 reds, that's 15 new. So I think if you focus on building up 5 reds, doing your perfect 10, your 20,000 is done. Okay? Now let's take a bigger number. Let's say you have to do 40,000 each the next 5 months to finish your trip. Okay? So we're starting at 40,000. Again, we're going to book 20 to hold our 10, right? And let's say a low average of 200 per party. That means we're going to have a $1,000 reorder. We're going to bring in 5 new. So again, you've got 6,000. Okay? So we take 40,000 minus 6,000, which is still less than 26,000. So how are you going to bring in 26,000? We're going to focus on building 9 reds, 26 new, 9 red jackets. You guys, you just have to break it down. It's not that hard. It is not brain surgery. It can happen, you guys. And, you know, this is a business, period. It is a business. And this trip is so worth earning. You know, I remember my first trip, my first year we did $500,000 and I was the queen of sharing. But that next year I really dreamed of being a $1 million sales director. And I knew that the difference between those $1 million sales directors and me was that they just had it, they were just doing it with more people. So I remember in July finishing my first year at $500,000, we had it one offspring and I was about at 125. My main goal is like in 3 months to go from 125 to 200. And so once we got over 200, along with me working the way I told you I kind of work, which was really hard, and we were doing that $1 million, $40,000 production. And so I'm so grateful that we took it seriously and we did the million. I remember going to my first trip as a $1 million director, and it was at San Francisco and Maui, Hawaii, and we had the $1 million suite. And I remember just being at the business meeting and being able to share, you know, you get 5 minutes to share with just the creme de la creme. You know, sometimes we're always thinking, gosh, you know, I don't want to hang around, you know, these bottom dwellers or these, you know, these directors that think minimums. I only want to hang around people that think maximums. And that's what I wanted. That's what I desired. I always say that it was lonely going to the top. It was. You know, I loved everybody, but I really hung out, you know, with God, you know, my national, my husband and me. I didn't really hang out with a whole lot of people. I went to everything that the company promoted. I did everything that my national promoted. I did every director's meeting, conference call, whatever she promoted, but I tried to really be strong by myself. And so it was just incredible going on that trip and, you know, having gorgeous orchids when we walked into the room, being able to have Maui Jim sunglasses for him and her, having limo rides, going to seminar for my $1 million unit, being able to take five to the $1 million weekend, being able to earn $5,000, you know, which now you guys get $10,000. Crazy. Why would you not want to do this? You know, having my entire unit walk across stage, and I got them to visualize, you know, how are you going to come out on that stage? How are you going to come out on that stage? Are you going to be on the front as a red jacket because we're going to have at least 20 red jackets coming out? Are you going to be in the middle because you're going to be a DIQ? Or are you going to be in the back in purple because you're going to be a director? So where are you going to be on that lineup? Because we're going to be on that stage walking out as a $1 million unit. Where are you going to be? And so I sold the sizzle of that vision, and it was already won over in my mind, and it was already won over in those in my unit's mind. And so I remember we probably had like 30 people go to seminar that $1 million year, and it was just so powerful. And holding that, you know, we got unit flag as they walked by, and just feeling so proud, and as tears like just came down my face, knowing, oh, this is just so worth it. This is so worth it. And now, you know, I'm going to do it again because I remember my first $1 million year, we were at 6 first line and 2 second line. And I thought, oh my goodness, all I need to do is one more $1 million year. And I'm going to be a national. So we're going to be a national area. This is so exciting. And so, you know, whatever it is in your mind that makes it easier to attain, you know, everybody has a different way they do things. But in my mind, it was just easier since I'd already done the million to do it one more time because I knew what it looked like. Those leaders just developed. I don't believe in just building production, and I don't believe in just building people. I believe that it is both. I believe that we are to build people and production at the same time. And that is how you build a machine. And I will tell you, by being a $1 million unit, you're able to transfer that skill to other future $1 million units. And so Ari, because I was able to do that, was able to transfer that skill to Ari, which was able to transfer that skill to Christine Denton and so forth. And so it's that legacy of passing it forward, of being able to do it and teach other people to do it. And I truly believe that we were an inner circle area our first year in High Diamond Circle because of the strong personal work of 3 years being in the top for the B. Basically, the first year, 1 year being the queen, 1 year being runner-up, the 3 years of the D being in the top 10, and then having $2 million years was just an explosion and set us up for success of being a strong national area. And so what you do now is building your organization. It's building your future. And so I believe that anything can happen in these next 5 months. You know, my dear friend Yvonne Lemon, she became a director in January and finished the trip in 6 months. So if Yvonne Lemon can finish it in 6 months, starting at zero, January 1 of whatever that year was, hello, it's February, and you guys are so much farther ahead, why can't you get it done? Of course you can. You can do anything. And so I just believe we have to stop piddling around and start treating this like a business. And when we do, when you're the CEO of your $1 million organization, you know, you're going to touch so many lives and enrich your family's lives. And I just wanted to close kind of with a story and a challenge all at the same time. You know, I really want you guys to go back to the perfect 10 if you're not. And I know you're probably so tired of hearing it from your national, other nationals, but I'm sorry. It's just what you're going to have to do. So you either do it or you don't. And so my goal is for you guys to book 20, to hold 10 each and every month. So my goal is for you to have 20 books by the 5th of February, March, April, May, June. Have your perfect 10 books. Honestly, it'd be best to have it done before the 15th of the month so that you can get your gold medal so that now that you can work on building up those 5 to 9 new red jackets a month like we talked about to build 20 strong for the seminar. And through that, you will gold medal every month. And you're just going to have so many people to work with. It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be awesome. But there's so much power in the perfect 10. And, you know, my senior national sales director, Marilyn Welly, who went to be with the Lord, she always taught us that and then transferred that down to Joanne Bertolin. So I really felt it was my job and my responsibility. And there's a story of a national now today in Canada, Angie Stoker. She's now a national in Canada. But you guys, she was a top director. She was doing amazing things. She was a Cadillac sales director. And life happened, you know, as it can happen to any one of us. And so I forgot how many years they were married, but she thought she had a strong marriage. But basically, you know, he had an affair. And things happened, and the world was falling apart. And so she went from being like a top director, Cadillac sales director, down to 14 consultants. And you can imagine, you know, you're on the top of your game. You're heading towards national. You've got it going on. And life happens, as it can happen to any one of us. And so, you know, she was depressed. He was, you know, not giving her child support, you know, just everything was a disaster, and she could hardly see straight. And so I guess her sons were used to seeing them having more and so forth. And I remember just being told the story that one of the sons came to her and was like, you know, is this really how we're going to live? You know, is it really going to be like this forever, Mom? And so she made a decision to just turn this around. And so with 14 consultants being depressed and, you know, and all, she just made a decision that she was going to make the perfect 10 a way of life for herself for the next year. And you guys, in a year and a half, she went from 14 consultants to 1,006,000. 14 consultants to 1,006,000 in a year and a half, and then also became a national sales director, you guys. And what I take from that, you guys, is if Angie can go through all that and come back from it and become a national sales director, don't you think that you can do the same? Don't you think that you could do the same? You guys, get serious. Get to work and fall in love with your business. And you're just going to bless so many lives. So I'm so excited to have been able to share with you guys this morning, and I hope I was able to get you guys focused to finish out strong in 2015.
Fabulous, Daisha, fabulous. Now, just in case there's people on the line that haven't heard you before, didn't hear you back a few months ago, go into more detail about what a perfect 10 is, okay?
Okay, sure, absolutely. A perfect 10 is 10 personal parties that you're doing in a month, and everybody has different qualifications for it, but what I qualify as a party is one hostess with two women over age 18 there and having at least $200 in sales. So it's one hostess with two guests there over age 18, and you're selling at least $200 within that party. So your goal is to have 10 parties booked a month. And so I would suggest 20 being booked to hold that 10. And when you do that, you're going to gold medal, you're going to have at least a $1,000 reorder, and then you're going to be able to transfer that skill to your team.
Okay, very good. And so the because I agree with you that about half really truly does hold. So just knowing that you're going to be working full circle and not putting any stipulation like so many interviews, just knowing that full circle success means that you select at least one or two from every party to talk to about the business, right?
Well, actually, I've never taught one or two. I've always marketed them all. So I guess my perfect 10, I should kind of – clarify is, I'm sorry,
that's okay.
You share with everyone at that table right then and there. So what
so
I
you
did
do marketing at the table.
Yes, exactly, before they leave, because you may never see these people again. And that's how I became the queen of sharing and runner-up and finished in 4 years, was I've never let one person get by me without sharing. And if they have to leave, I book it for the next day, or they listen to a hotline or something like that. And so, I mean, I live in Miami, so if you don't get it done now, you may never see them again. Yeah, so I got real good at that, working full circle fast.
And so when you do it as a group, at the table, the marketing, do you share the commission schedule? Do you tell them that we make 50%?
Yeah, kind of an idea of my party would be, which I'm sure you guys know this because you probably do the same, but everyone's sitting down. I thank the hostess. I tell them that three things are going to happen today, that I'm going to share with them this fabulous product, and they're going to continue being a customer. Or number two, they're going to book a party and refer me to someone fabulous that needs this opportunity. Or number three, they're going to change their life. So at the end of this, I'm going to share with you what I believe is the best untouched secret. And Mary Kay said that there's one beauty consultant at every skincare party. So we're going to see who it's going to be today. And then I go into my story, and then I teach my people to, right after the primer, to do like Mrs. Cab or some type of a little game or referral game or something that kind of, I basically think you share marketing three times at a party. You share your icebreaker in the beginning, you do a Mrs. Cab or a little tease of something, and then the end, after I closed my sales, I brought back everybody back to the table because I had raffles to give away. I then share, I give them all the marketing plan, and I go over the facts and figures right then and there. And then I close them there, and then I'll stay with anybody who is a 6 through 10, and then I'll help overcome those objections. And they might need to go to a meeting or hear a CD or listen to a hotline or just, you know, have me follow up with them the next day.
Layered.
But for the most part, I do it right there. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so you close everybody individually, mm-hmm. get their order, get the booking.
I close with a roll-up bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically what I do is I then take them aside, and I normally have an assistant with me because it's crazy, you know, with all the products and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they're new, sometimes even having the product might be too much, you know, they might need mm-hmm. to bring it to them in a fashionable manner the next day, but if they feel comfortable with it. And I teach my girls to come with roll-up bags so that the goal is to sell roll-up bags or sets from the bags. If they're coming mm-hmm. with 4 or 5 roll-up bags, they're not looking like frumpy and, you know, like
right.
a bag lady. So the goal is either to sell the bag or sets from the bag. So they're not running around like crazy with all their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I teach them to sit down, you know, close the sale first. We close the sale first before the booking because what I found is that if you book first, you actually get less sales.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually close the sale first, and then I book their follow-up, and then I ask them to stay because we're raffling off some extra products. We have a little survey that's going to enter them into a drawing for whatever, whether it's a coach drawing or a purse drawing or whatever you have for your area going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stay, you know, and if they can't, then I book it for another day.
Excellent. I didn't know all that. That's excellent. Now, your quote, I didn't know you did all that way.
Oh, yeah,
so
girl.
That you're presenting the marketing plan three times. That's awesome. I love it. And so now your quote, that's your favorite quote. If you'll work for 2 years like most people won't, finish the rest of it. I was writing and I didn't get
you will be able to live. If you will work like for 2 years like most people won't, you'll be able to live in 2 years like most people can't.
That's so true. That's so true. Well, gosh, that's awesome. I've just taken pages and pages of notes. And, you know, you were so right what you said about DISC, and I believe that completely, that you do attract your opposite. And I believe that it's – I know it for a fact. I've lived
yes.
it for 33 years in Mary Kay. And that it is God's way of refining us. You know, that we learn from each other and hopefully,
absolutely.
You know, take on the strengths of whatever your opposite is and that we learn from each other. It really is that way. So I know there are nationals listening this morning that want to say something to you, or maybe they have a question like I did or an affirmation. You have to hit *6 to unmute yourself this morning.
Hey,
yes.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, this is Gloria Mako Banks, and
oh,
I want to tell Daisha, thank you so much, Connie. Connie was last week. It was awesome, and Cindy, you've done an amazing job pulling this together. I have been. I canceled my calls, and I put Daisha, seriously, I want to tell you, everybody that's listening, I personally was in tears as I'm Facebooking my director saying,
wow.
If I could just transfer the skill, if we could just transfer the skill, there's no need for any director to be in struggle. There's no need.
Right.
You were so clear
mm-hmm.
and you were so visual and you were so impactful. That is so, so good. I know I'm exhausted from Brazil, but I came back from such a power of this opportunity, and we in America must grab this opportunity. And Daisha, the perfect 10, the way you laid it out, the story of your life, no kids now, just fabulous. Cindy, fabulous choice, fabulous call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gloria, for even taking the time to listen after, I know you were exhausted after Brazil, so I appreciate you.
Oh, no, this is so good, so juicy. I'm muting out, fabulous.
It's right. That's right. Anybody else? I know there are.
Hey, Dacia, it's Carrie Buskirk.
Good morning.
I'm one of your fans.
Hey.
I just love watching you and listening to you and getting to know you because you have the an old soul. You have been impressed with, you know, with so many people have been impressed with you, and you learn from the masters, the people who studied under Mary Kay. So you have her heart. But Mary Kay was also very bold, and she was a strong woman. And when she had a goal, she didn't believe in I can't or I'll try or anything. She used to act like she was cutting her tongue, your tongue off if you said maybe. There's no maybe in your life. And that's great because there's so many people who are hanging on, working hard jobs, but they think that this is too hard because they don't know for sure what they're going to get. And they would rather settle for doing less, maybe not hours, but doing less and not counting on themselves to do the work. And I just admire your efforts, and I love watching your little family grow. And I see Ari and the people who are around you and how much, you know, they still respect you, even though they are directors. And I think every director should have been on this call that wants to go anywhere because you shared so many good things.
Thank you, Carrie. You're so sweet.
That's right. That's right. Anyone else?
Hi, this is Vanessa Keeler from Triangle, Virginia, and I wanted to say that I was in Marilyn Wellie's area also, and I remember, Dacia, when you gave your first speech at seminar at, I think it was seminar, it could have been career conference. But anyway, I remember seeing you, and I was just thinking, look at this young girl, look at this young lady. She is so on fire, and oh my gosh, and I always get that idea that you're right. If you can do it and you can teach it, then we can do it too. And I always truly, truly appreciate it following and watching you and Gloria. So I just wanted to say something. I did want to say that without hanging up the call.
Aw,
well,
you're so
thank you.
Thank you so much
thank
for speaking
so
up
much.
And being bold.
Well, Dacia, as we close out, I want to make a confession, okay? You know, the
okay.
Bible says confess your faults.
So
another. And after you debuted as a national sales director, Carolyn Dickinson, I know you remember Carolyn, Emerald Sales
oh,
Development.
Yes.
Yes, okay, loved Carolyn Dickinson. She came from doing your national area debut up to Alabama to do mine because I waited a while before I had mine. And so I quizzed her about you. I quizzed Carolyn Dickinson
Aww.
About you. And I said, so you just came back. I said, so tell me, is Dacia's area of directors, are they all Gen Y like she is? Are they all 20-something? Are they all, you know, and I said, what are they like? And because I just kept thinking there's got to be some significant, different something, you know. And
mm-hmm.
And she said, no, you know, that your area was very varied, very different ages, different stages. Just all of it. And she said, but I will tell you this, that they were all driven.
Mm-hmm.
And like Dacia.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that. And so, you know, there's education and goodness gracious, we're getting plenty of that, you know, from the calls and inspiration. And there's intention. This is what I got to be honest and tell you my concern is that sometimes directors and DIQs hang up from this call. They hear these awesome ideas and they intend to put
yes.
it in shoe leather. They have the intention, but, you know, and here, I don't know if y'all say this where you're at, but we have a saying here in Alabama, and I'm not sure where it came from, the pathway to hell is paved with good intentions, you know, people that just meant to, you know, but never got around to it. But what you've given us today is implementation, and implementation is the difference. That's
mm-hmm.
the difference. When you get off these calls, you guys, I mean, Dacia left no stone unturned. You got everything you needed to have the best month ever. Do you know, I did 2020 in the month of February the first time that I did it. I did it 2 weeks. I did it from February 15th to February 13th. And basically, Daisha, I did a perfect 10, but it was 20 parties, hostess with two, had to be $200 in sales. And I did it because Mary Kay was giving away at Career Conference a special pin and recognition. You walked across stage, and I had had an adoptee and a unit member to achieve that already before that. And, you know, and I felt like I cannot – you know, walk across. I won't be walking across stage, and my people are walking across. Shame on me. Shame on me.
Yes.
So I had to do it, and did it in only 2 weeks. And you know what? What is it Mary Kay used to say? That work expands for the time allotted. That if we think we've got plenty of time, we take plenty of time. But if we have a short amount of time, we get it done. And so I believe this is going to be everybody's best month ever, or best month so far this seminar year, because Daisha, what she just challenged us to do, to book a perfect 10 by the fifth of the month, is it. That's it. If you're looking for it, that's it. That's it. That's what you need to leave with. Thank you so much, Daisha.
You're welcome. My goal is to keep it simple. My goal is to keep it simple, because I think there's so many things that we can focus on. And so this is a short month, but I've seen instructors do some of the most powerful things in 28 days. And so it's my birthday, you guys, so blow it up. So,
is today your birthday?
Well, no, it's my month and my birthday. So you know, as women, we celebrate all month. So
that's right. You
know. So we're all going to have an awesome February.
We are. I believe that with all my heart. I really do. Thank you again. Y'all having a magnificent week. Talk to you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.